Earlier this month, the government ordered schools to reopen for classes that are taking national exams and that all teachers should report for duty, even for classes that won't be taking exams. Teachers reported for duty in most urban schools, but some teacher representative organizations said their attendance was below 5% in many schools because they are incapacitated due to poor salaries. In Bulawayo, the country's second biggest city, a teacher at a rural school who only identified herself as Miss Moyo told VOA she's concerned as she has an exam class but doesn't have the money to commute.
It was my wish to go back to work to help my students to prepare for their examinations. But unfortunately, the money that we're being given is our salary, cannot sustain us. We have families to take care of. We have needs that we need to take care of. And because those needs are not being taken care of, we cannot fully give ourselves to the duties that are before us. So until we get our $520 from the employer, we will not be going back to work.
Takawa Firajou, president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, described the situation as chaotic and told VOA that in several schools across the country, most students were sent home when teachers didn't show up. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, said the teachers are adamant they need more money and they want it in US dollars because the local currency's value has been falling.
Teachers are raising a legitimate issue of salaries, which have since been reduced to USD $30 from $520 they used to earn before October 2018. Learners themselves are failing to meet the cost of learning materials, the cost of tuition fees, among other learning-related costs. We still urge government to engage teachers in genuine dialogue so that morale can be restored in our schools.
Teachers' unions have closed ranks and recently told the government that their members won't return to work without raises. Panimano Kura is the national coordinator of the National Associations of School Development Associations and Committees, an amalgamation of school development committees which involve parents in the running of schools. He told VOA that although teachers' concerns are valid, they should put the education of students first. But acting national coordinator Clemence Lizio of the Education Coalition of Zimbabwe, which lobbies for quality education in public schools, said government has to ensure that teachers are paid adequately to avert a collapse of the education system.
If a teacher is teaching when he or she is not happy, then the quality of education that he's going to deliver also is going to be affected. And we encourage the government to really look into this issue, because the issue of teacher welfare is now affecting the smooth reopening of schools, as well as the quality of education that is going to be dispensed by teachers in the schools.
Teachers are also saying they believe that government has not put in place adequate measures to ensure that both teachers and pupils are protected from COVID-19. Education Minister Kane Matema recently told VOA that government has done everything needed to safeguard teachers and pupils. Reporting for VOA, I'm Kudzanai Msengi.